Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 7th of December 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So are you on BT for your internet? And were you a little bit webless yesterday? Well, it seems that a few blockages appeared. BT announced finally at 1 o'clock that they had some web outages, all based on DNS settings, of course, or routing troubles, and they were working to fix on it. They said it'd be 2 hours, so by 3pm yesterday, you'd have got back some of the websites, but only certain websites were affected. I don't think there was anything malicious here, it was just a cock-up. But it's all back on now, apparently. Yes. Android Marketplace has got a fantastic deal for you today. If you go there in the UK, a significant number of premium apps are just 10 pence. Google has got their Christmas giveaway, and it's a huge promotion. If you're an Android user, get your butt down there. The sale starts now. BBC Global iPlayer is coming to iPhone and iPod Touch. Here in the UK, we can already get the iPlayer on the iPad and the iPod, but you can't get it anywhere else. Now you can. Well done, you lucky Johnny foreigners. Yes, hope you enjoy it, because it is really well worth the license fee. The Swiss government has said that file sharing is not a big problem. Some downloading's still all right. A new report by the Swiss government has argued that unauthorised file sharing is not a significant problem, and the existing Swiss law, which allows for downloading of copyrighted content for personal use only, is sufficient to protect copyright holders. Yes. DVD sales in Switzerland are just about to plummet, I would have thought, but apparently that's the law. I want to go and live in Switzerland, apart from the fact I can't afford to. Microsoft has showed off its Windows Store. As we said the other day, it has got a new front end for Xbox, which, while it was delayed, should be live now. And it's also offering a look at its forthcoming Windows Store for applications. It looks rather nice. I got to say, the Windows 8 stuff is kind of growing on me, but I'm going to buy a Windows machine because of it. And the knives are out in the States. The Google Wallet application has been blocked by Verizon. Verizon are not happy. They've decided that they want to take it down, and they're not allowing any of the features for Google Wallet to be on the Samsung Galaxy Nexus, which they then sell. Why, oh, why, I hear you say? Well, apparently it's because Verizon is waiting for the best security and user experience available before they'll allow features to go out to their customer. Very sensible. We are not alone in the universe, it would seem. An Earth-like planet has been found orbiting a sun just like ours, or similar to ours. It's called Kepler, because it's been done by the Kepler scope, and it's Kepler-22, and it's planet B, because it's only two away. There's an artist rendition of it on wired.co.uk, but I don't think that's how it looks. It's supposed to be a bit rocky as well, they reckon. I can't tell how they know these kind of things, but never mind. And it's in the habitable zone. So, there you go. SETI are very happy, because they're saying for the first time ever, they now know where to point their telescopes. Now, if you subscribe to PC Pro Blogs, then you'll know that I wrote an article the day that I got a good kicking for, but I did write another one afterwards that questioned whether smartphones were actually killing off cameras, because whilst there is a downturn in the market for compacts, there is also an upturn for DSLRs. That's been sounded out by latest sales figures. It turns out that the Imaging Summit at Nuremberg confirmed that sales of DSLR cameras are up 17%. They also highlighted the fact that compact camera sales were holding their own as well. So well done, the camera, but I still say you need web integration if you're going to survive for long term. Kodak is fighting for its survival at the moment, with $70 million a day disappearing out of its coffers, but they've created the Document Print app, which is an application which makes sure that on Android, if you've got it, you can print to your Kodak printer wirelessly and instantly. It's absolutely super gorgeous and fantastic. And will it save them financially? No, because they're giving it away free. I think they're just hoping that they're going to sell printers on the back of it. Camtasia has released a new version for Mac. It's out now. You can go and get it. It's going to cost you $99 for the software, and if you upgrade, it's going to cost you $49, and you can get a free 30-day trial version. Or you could hang around for about another 3 days, and on Friday we'll be giving away 3 copies of that and also 3 copies of Snagit. We'll also be giving away a 1 terabyte drive as well in Santa's Christmas sack. If you fancy winning, all you've got to do is come and have a rummage in Santa's sack, and you could be the winner of a fantastic bunch of prizes. And finally, talking to Santa, it's over to him. Hello, Santa, how you doing?
Oh, that's fine, thank you. Listen, I'm sorry if I left a bit of a message. I didn't mean to call your name or anything. I just like a bit frustrated. But I understand you're a busy guy. I apologize. Yes.
Well, come on, get on with it.
Okay. Well, yes, my crab for Christmas today is the Caller ID photo watch. It's from Hamaker Schlemmer, which are the people that make the toilet paper on planes.
Really?
I mean the magazines on planes. And it would seem that you can get a watch that via Bluetooth will tie to your phone, and then when the phone call comes in, it will show a picture and tell you who's calling.
Right.
Yes. It doesn't make any calls, nothing at all. Just the picture. I say, if you want to buy this, it's $149. It's too expensive by a long stretch. And also, you shouldn't be such a lazy bastard. Pull your phone out of your pocket and have a look.
Okay. Got you.
I remember back when I was 10, Tim Allen, that we never got to know who was on the phone. We'd pick it up and it'd be a surprise. And it'd be absolutely wonderful. Yeah, so you should do that more often. Anyway, God, how I yearn for those days. Yeah, especially the girl on Tool Time. Oh, yes, she is gorgeous. So that's the Caller ID photo watch from Hamaker Schlemmer. Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Yeah, bugger off.
Okay, thanks, Santa. If you've got a story and now not to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow with Santa's Crap for Christmas, and then we'll be back again on Friday with the show as normal. And it's a fun-packed Bagel Friday. Four shows going out all on Friday. We've got the photo show at 2 o'clock. Then we've got the Mac show at 3:30. And finally, we've got the big show at 9:30. It's just like it used to be. Bagel Friday. I long for those days. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.